This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
The Drive at 5, the stories driving today's headlines. Brought to you by ServiceMaster of Greater Pittsburgh. When disaster strikes, demand the yellow van. On 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
All right, here we go. 866-391-1020 is that number. That's 866-391-1020. So, this is very interesting. It just is. I think this person may have a screw loose, and I do think that there is a solution to all this nonsense, because it's gotten out of hand. I mean, it is. You give people a, it's like this with a lot of things in life. You give people a quarter inch and they take 50,000 miles. I mean, not even just 1 mile, but 50,000 miles. Give a listen to this story from Channel 11.
Over the weekend, Channel 11 got emails about a shopper here at the West Brownsville Walmart bringing a service animal into the store. But that service animal isn't exactly what you would expect it to be. It was this alligator, and shoppers say they were stunned. These photos, provided exclusively to Channel 11, show an alligator appearing to wear a dress in one photo and a harness with a leash in another inside the West Brownsville Walmart.
No, that's something you'd probably see in Florida, but not here in Pennsylvania.
I don't think even in Florida they would have an alligator like that.
I was impressed you got it in the harness, actually, was the most impressive thing.
I spoke exclusively with the woman who sent me those photos and saw the gator on Friday. She didn't want to be identified.
I looked and I saw this alligator dressed up standing in there, and his mouth was sticking out of the buggy. I didn't believe it.
Walmart's website says they only allow service animals outlined in the Americans with Disabilities Act. Those are dogs and miniature horses. In a statement, Walmart says they are aware of the alligator. Quote, while we aim to be inclusive, the safety of our customers and associates is our top priority. We are reaching out to the state of Pennsylvania for additional guidance, end quote. Sienna Sheffrin with Humane Animal Rescue of Pittsburgh says an alligator doesn't fall into either category under Pennsylvania or federal law.
There is no predictability to how that animal is going to act when it's around strange people, stressful environments, which Walmart is. And so there is no precautions there, and that can be rather dangerous.
The shopper who saw the alligator says she worries for people's safety, especially children.
I don't want to shop with alligators, you know, so I don't plan on shopping there anymore.
In West Brownsville, Andrew Havranek, Channel 11 News.
Why, thank you, Andrew. How about the old lady? I don't want to shop with alligators. This is where we are in 2025. People were given a quarter inch in life, and they took 50 miles. So West Brownsville, Pennsylvania, Walmart, which I'm guessing is an interesting place to begin with, the West Brownsville Walmart. Some goof shows up with his or her emotional support alligator the other day, according to this Channel 11 story. Now, there's witnesses with pictures, and the alligator is wearing clothes. Okay? Clothes. Walmart's website states they only allow service animals outlined in the ADA, the American with Disabilities Act, and those are dogs and miniature horses. Now, Walmart has responded. And Walmart responded with a ridiculous statement, I think. Or at least if I was the PR person, it would have been much more forthright. Walmart's statement was, we aim to be inclusive. The safety of our customers and associates is our top priority. We are reaching out to the state of Pennsylvania for additional guidance. That's their statement. This would be my statement if I was Walmart's PR person. Don't ever bring your stupid alligator into our store again, or we're going to kick your ass out quick. That'd be my statement. But I guess you're not allowed to say that to people for fear of them being mad at Walmart. But here's the problem. Not enough people call a goof anymore. That's just it. Somebody, think this through. Somebody got their alligator, which I'm guessing probably wasn't the first time. Put clothes on it. Put a leash on it. Put it in their car. Drove from wherever, maybe Brownsville, and then drove west to West Brownsville. Drove into the parking lot. Took the alligator out of their car. Found a cart. Put it into the cart and then went into the store. And proceeded to start shopping. That whole process took time and thought. And within all of that, it never once dawned on that person this was the wrong thing to do, or a civilized society shouldn't act like this. Because you know why? They've probably been enabled to this point. Like, oh, it's my emotional support alligator. Which is why we need to sternly, quickly, and to the point, call these people goofs. And I'm advocating this. All service animals, I don't understand why there's not a clearinghouse from a federal standpoint, or at least a state one, but I'd advocate a federal one. I don't care if it's a dog. I don't care if it's a llama. I don't care if it's an alligator. Although the llama and the alligator wouldn't be approved, but especially dogs. Why shouldn't people have to get a license to have a support animal or travel with some sort of animal and it be cleared that it's okay? That's the part I don't get. Because there are some policies, whether it's an airline, whether it is a store, whatever, they're just afraid to ask and they don't ask. Somebody be walking through with a Great Dane through the airport and people are like, well, that's my support dog. And you know it's not. Or a little dog that they're talking to the whole flight and you're like, why do you need to have that on the flight? People who, and I like dogs, but people who love their dogs or love their animals have now forced a society where you need to love it just as much or you're the outcast. And that's ridiculous. And that's kind of what was attempted to happen here. Somebody wanted you to love their alligator as much as they did, and they were going to press the issue. And now Walmart, as opposed to just being definitive and saying, you're a goof, you're goofy, and I bet your house is dirty because you have an alligator. Don't ever come back. Now they need to tread on these PC statements and get it all figured out. What a world. Honestly, an alligator. And they don't just come out and slam this person and say, get out of here. Whew!
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.